Welcome to StarCast for Friday, the 13th of August, 2021. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, the author of the Planet Waves horoscope on planetwaves.net and the host of planetwaves.fm, which goes up tonight at about 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Welcome to a new edition. The Monday, Wednesday, Friday programs have been neatly following the movement of the moon through one sign, which takes about 2.5 days, so that's following along nicely. And right now, at the moment I begin this, the moon is in the last couple of degrees of the sign Libra. In fact, it's at 27 degrees and 53 minutes, and so we begin with the late Libra moon making a trine to Jupiter, which is at about the same degree of Aquarius, and this thing called the part of fortune, which is something of a very personal local point, and the moon is also in aspect to Venus. So we've got a moon, Venus, Jupiter configuration. By all rights, we should all be feeling great. All right, then the moon goes void, of course, quite briefly, but there is that interval between when the moon makes its last aspect and then enters Scorpio at about 8.01 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. All times in this podcast are Eastern Time. So the moon enters Scorpio at 8.01, 12 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're going to leave the house or do something or start something or post your radio show, wait till after 8 o'clock. Wait till the moon is fully engaged in the new sign. This is just your basic use of the void of course moon and the moon changing signs. The moon in between signs, that's the modern concept of the void of course moon, is when the moon is done making aspects in one sign and then has not yet entered the new sign. There's some good things you can do during that that type of an interval, but generally the opportunity is to have things be meaningless. The void of course moon can often feel like, I don't know if you're much of a baseball fan, but the batter picks a perfect pitch and takes a swing and the ball goes sailing off into right field, and then the wind blows it just to the right of the foul line, and what could have been a perfect home run is just a foul ball and it counts as a strike, unless of course it is on the third, foul on last doesn't count. That rule was added around the time of the dead ball era. Anyway, we're not tune in for my baseball podcast another time. So therefore, I would say that if you've got some plans and you can wait till 8 o'clock Eastern time to slip out, great. Otherwise, don't worry about it. So anyway, the moon goes into Scorpio, and Scorpio moon has something of a reputation for being a little bit mean and insensitive. That is in a natal chart. It would be up to you who might have a Scorpio moon to be sensitive and friendly. It's certainly not a requirement of the Scorpio moon, but it just happens to be that way because it's the moon in a sign that is ruled by Mars. The moon is also very sensitive to watery elements, so Scorpio is one of those. However, it's in the style of Mars, and so it kind of turns the moon against itself a bit, and the sensitivity of the moon can become a bit aggressive. That I think is the mean part. It's a little bit moody. But that said, the moon is going to be in a nice aspect to Mercury and to Mars. Actually, it makes aspects through the evening and into the early morning. It makes aspects to this unusual point called Trans-Pluto sextile Mercury sextile Mars sextile Mars. That Mars sextile is later in the day tomorrow. So, looking at the chart for Friday, that is about all I see. Then looking at the chart for Saturday. At 11:53 a.m., the moon makes a square to Saturn. So the moon-Saturn contacts can be not a little emotionally heavy, perhaps a little bit depressing. However, they are good for business. They're very pragmatic. And so It's a good time to think through business problems, as long as you're thinking through them in a creative way, and your goal is to think outside the box. That box being the square. Thinking outside the box means going outside the box. It doesn't just mean thinking, well, how can I think outside the box? Now, at the same time, the moon is making the square to Saturn. It's also making the exact sextile to Mars. And so whatever the situation is tomorrow, whether it may seem like there's some insurmountable obstacle or a personal block of some kind, that's a Moon-Saturn square, personal emotional block. You're not feeling up to it, or you're not feeling it, or pissed off about something else, or what have you. Tune into the motivation of Mars. The motivation of Mars with Mercury in Virgo as well, and the Moon vibrating with both, would be maybe pick an aspect of something that you want to work on the details of it, rather than the big picture. Work on a component, a small piece, a detail of the thing, and get yourself into the work that way, rather than by tackling the whole project. I'm not quite sure what to make of the Venus quincunx to Jupiter also happening at the same time. Let's see, what does that aspect want to say? What came to me when I asked is the Venus quincunx to Jupiter is a reminder, I think, as is anything making an aspect to Jupiter in Aquarius, to make sure that you do your thing, that you worry about your problems, and that you don't feel an obligation. Or let me just say it this way: you're not under any obligation to take on other people's fears, other people's delusions, other people's problems, other people's ignorance. It's not your job to make them feel better about themselves, to make them feel comfortable, to make them feel safe. Not that I'm saying that you should provoke them and make them feel like they're unsafe, unwelcome, or uncomfortable, but it's not your job to live up to their codependent expectations of who and what you are supposed to be. They can think what they want, but actually, your life is your life. Your choices are your choices. And there seems to be this hazy energy around the concept of individuality, and people who want to exercise their right to live their way are being called selfish. What a fucking pile of hypocrisy in the United States, in a culture that's built on selfishness, where we think that a man has a right to drive his Hummer down the highway at 80 miles an hour, getting 2 miles to the gallon, or someone has a right to be a multi-billionaire and not pay taxes, just in case I become one too, please. Sunday, 15th August, that is the last quarter moon. The moon's moving along through Leo, approaching the sun all Friday night and into Saturday, and then finally the moon makes an exact square to the sun in Leo at 11:19 a.m. Eastern Time. Sun square moon usually is an aspect that feels good. It is usually balanced. There is a sense of possibility. Moon applying to sun in horary charts and various other kind of event charts tends to work quite well. So when you see that, when the moon's number is a little bit lower or a lot lower than that of the sun, and it's working on making an aspect, and that's the central aspect, are... let's see, as best can be set up for, being able to create the developments that you want to create. This being a square, you want to take action rather than just laying around and, hoping things work out. Also of note, on Sunday and Monday, the moon is in a trine to Eris, E-R-I-S, Eris. The new planet, you might say, that was discovered in 2005, named in the summer of 2006. It's the one that was responsible for the motion of Pluto. It's very far from the sun. It takes about 558 years to go around the sun. It's an important new discovery, and I will say that things like trines to Eris were more exciting in the first couple of years of writing about it. However, there is a strong emphasis on individuality and being the person you are. That's what that means. Individuality means being who you are not who other people tell you what to be. And it means having the right to actualize yourself. You were born here. You are a human, not a drone living in a beehive or a Borg who is a kind of a infant personality and gets assimilated by the greater whole, and we all think one thought and we all do one thing. Listen, you know, people are free to believe that, but you might want to check into who's typing out and sending out that press release, because that's what it is. Sunday evening, April 15th at 7:23 p.m., the moon makes a square to Jupiter. Now, here's the precautionary thing about moon-Jupiter squares, is there often is a sense of exaggeration of some kind, like the small thing can create the big upset. The annoying factor can push someone over the edge and all of that stuff. The important thing to remember on Sunday with the moon inching out, you know, toward the end of the sign is to keep a sense of proportion. Now, that is maintained because even as the moon makes this very late degree, because the moon's at the end of Scorpio, very late degree trine, square, excuse me, to Jupiter, it's also making an aspect to Venus. That aspect is a sextile. And so the small upset could easily give way to a kind of, balanced and wholesome emotional rationality, thinking, okay, let me think this through. This is not what I thought it was. I'm sorry I overreacted. Let's go out and have dinner or do something fun. One exciting thing is when planets are in very late degrees of the signs, they act in a way that is transformational. And so with Venus in very late Scorpio, excuse me, the moon in very late Scorpio and Venus in very late Virgo, there is a possibility to tap into some kind of transformational feminine energy. This will affect both women and men. And we think of feminine energy that is inherently receptive, protective, and nourishing. Monday, the big news of the day, besides the continuing trine between the Sun in Leo and Eris in Aries, and the Moon entering Sagittarius, is that Venus changes signs and enters Libra. Libra is ruled by Venus. Libra is one of the two signs that Venus rules, the other being Taurus. And so for a few weeks, we will have Venus moving through its sign of rulership. And I will think about what I have to say about that, though there are a lot of planets on the cardinal cross that will be testing the balance of Venus in Libra. And I'll have more to say about that in Monday's edition. Planet Waves is a subscriber site. If you like these messages and want to look into more of what we do, click on the Become a Member tab above on the planetwaves.net website. And also, I offer very affordable, extraordinary, high-quality readings for about $33. So it's worth checking those out. My consulting fee as a professional astrologer is $555 an hour. But for $33, you can hear me talk about astrology pertaining to your sign or rising sign for 75 minutes. I think that it's worth gambling it. And by the way, I always place a higher value on your time than I place on your money. You may send $33 my way, but if I wasted 75 minutes of your time, that's really bad karma, and I ain't doing that. Neither am I going to waste 75 minutes of my time to do the reading. I like to do quality work, and I love, not only do I like it, I love doing quality work. Poke around the website, scroll down a little bit, and you'll see the reviews on my new book, Planets in Motion 2022. Have an awesome weekend. Thanks for tuning in. Don't miss planetwaves.fm tonight, Friday, that is to say, looking like it'll be about 8:02 p.m., that I post the program. Once again, thank you for listening and keep in touch.